listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roshni, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you in peace this Christmas Eve, from Christ who comes to us in peace. Amen. One of our sister congregations has a tradition of making turkey sandwiches and passing them out in the neighborhood on Thanksgiving Day. Their pastor tells a story of the first time they took one of these turkey sandwich lunches over to the adult video and bookstore across the street from their church. The pastor describes the way she just walked into that sketchy place and walked up to the sketchy man behind the counter of that underbelly establishment. Like an angel, I imagine, she handed him a sandwich and a smile and said, "Hi, we're from the Lutheran church across the street, and we just wanted to tell you happy Thanksgiving, and God loves you." The man's eyes welled up with tears as she tells the story. "How could God love even me?" he finally said in disbelief. It's the shepherds that get me every Christmas Eve. I just can't believe those shepherds. How they got to be the first to hear of God's love and God's arrival in the flesh. How they left their fields and went to the stable. How finally they went out into the world to share this amazing story that we still have this day, now 2,000 years later. The more I learn about shepherds, you see, in that period of time, the more I am amazed. Shepherds were also sketchy guys. They were unliked. They were ritually unclean. If they walked into the temple, people would literally turn the other direction so as not to be contaminated or defiled by them. The underbelly of society, in a time where divisions among groups were even more clearly defined and out in the open than today. Food stamps, crackheads, criminals, petty thieves, that's who we're talking about here. Shepherds, illegal immigrants, literally. They came undocumented from other lands and they would graze their sheep on someone else's property. They would make money off your land. They were freeloaders, probably addicted to some kind of substance. We've got to put some dirty flesh and blood on these shepherds, even and especially on this most holy and beautiful night. Those filthy shepherds came in smelling like a combination of booze and manure, hooded sweatshirts, baggy pants, and Mary and Joseph welcomed them. Even as this Christmas story may be both wonderfully sentimental and familiar, don't let the scandal, the offensiveness, be lulled out of it this peaceful night. It is precisely what makes this night holy, that God chose to be born into this filth. The news of Jesus' birth was announced first and foremost to a ragtag band that, frankly, you and I might just be capable of despising, or at least they would intimidate us. Shepherds are the kind of people you'd cross to the other side of the street when you saw them coming, especially at night. You wouldn't want to run into shepherds. You'd grip your keys and beep your car alarm. Doot, doot. But do you think those shepherds knew pain in their lives? I wonder how many of them came from alcoholic and violent homes, absent or abusive parents. I wonder how many of the shepherds were parents themselves, perhaps, but maybe lost a child or a spouse, and that sent them on a downward spiral. I wonder how many of those shepherds might have had a chronic condition, perhaps a rare immune disorder, or maybe they lost a limb from fighting for their country. I wonder how many of them just never had a shot at a better education, so that they could get a more honorable and higher paying job. Do you think those shepherds had their share of hard times? And run down and tired, hopeless and depressed, grieving and frightened, they turned to substances, they broke laws, they made bad decisions. And in an honest moment, if their guard was down, they'd probably even admit that they had really messed up in their lives. And finally, just to make a few bucks, ends meet, they found themselves taking a job tending sheep for some wealthy rancher that they didn't like very much out in the Judean hill country. Someone who knew that he could pay them cheap because he was the only one who would hire them. And after all, how can someone, even these thug shepherds, really screw up sitting in a field with sheep? And so, late one night, out in that field, at the end of their rope, strung out, tired and hopeless, trying to be tough, but ultimately terrified. Late one night, an angel appears to these dirty, sketchy shepherds and says, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you." My point is this. The Christmas story, the song of the angels, the good news of great joy is meant first and foremost for those who are at their worst, those in the most pain, those with the least hope, those with tragedy in their past, in their family now, violence in their background, and too much liquor perhaps on their breath. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we can all get down and out. How quickly things can change. How one accident can happen and we could lose it all too. How, if we're really honest, we could all be just as poor and strung out as those smelly, sketchy shepherds. How we've all, at one time or another, messed up. But behold, a light has come. Right smack in the midst of the stenches of this world, into the tragedies and indiscretions of your life and your past and mine, an angel appears this night and says, even to you, do not be afraid. I have good news for you. A tiny candlelight shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Do you think the shepherds were good, church-going, believing people? I don't. I think they never learned their Bible stories. I think they never had a parent to read to them or a pastor to pray with them. Probably were atheists. How could they believe in God, after all, when they had had such a long run of bad luck and no one to ever tell them the story of mercy? And yet, that holy, holy night, the angel changed it all, and God's light shone down on that field, and for some crazy reason, probably because they had nothing left to lose, they listened. And then they went. They were just crazy enough to jot down those directions from the angel, and they went to the stable. And there they were welcomed, and there they saw him. Just as tragic as they were, God in a feeding trough. And somehow they knew in that moment of clarity, somehow they trusted the angel's words, that this baby in the feeding trough is the light and the salvation of this cold and lost world. It all changes tonight, sisters and brothers in Christ. God is crazy enough to get this close, to stoop not just to the level of a human, but to the level of a down and out, reeking, tragic, regretful shepherd human. God bows low into our pain and our indiscretions into our sorrow and our sordid histories, into our depression and addiction, into our abuse and our grief and our doubt and our guilt. God bows low and into our sin, and God meets us there. Hi, we're from the church across the street, and we just want to tell you, Happy Thanksgiving, and God loves you, said the angel to the shepherds. Christmas, too, is a time of thanksgiving, for God meets you here. Wherever here is for you, wherever you are this night, God meets you here. And in this incredible encounter, light and peace, forgiveness and mercy, good news of salvation for you and for everyone is given freely and undeserved. And now we get to go like the shepherds and tell it. Now we get to go and live it. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Thank you.